Today on Press TV, the Syrian government forces destroy a number of militant hideouts in the country. Targets were identified in Idlib and Hama, where a large amount of stolen medical equipment, different types of weapons and explosive devices were discovered. Meanwhile, Syrian troops have killed and wounded dozens of foreign-backed militants in Aleppo. Mechanical problems ground more of Boeing's new 787 airplanes. Japan's two biggest airline and the U.S. Aviation Agency have grounded more than half their Dreamliner jets in use. The groundings follow a fire risk that sparked an emergency landing in Japan. Some other airlines have also followed. India and Pakistan are trying to defuse border tensions after a spate of clashes in the disputed Kashmir region left several soldiers dead on both sides. Pakistan's foreign minister says Islamabad is open to dialogue with New Delhi. Earlier, India's military said it's reached an understanding with Pakistan to end the violence. Canada's native people rally across the country to pressure the government to meet their demands. Demonstrators disrupted traffic near North America's busiest border crossing in Ontario. Some also blocked a major rail link in Manitoba. The natives want better living conditions and a fairer share of federal revenues. Another U.S. Marine accused of urinating on the bodies of four dead Afghans in 2011 pleads guilty to desecrating the corpses. Staff Sergeant Edward Deptola is the fifth American service member to face disciplinary action over the case. The incident sparked protests across Afghanistan and fueled anti-American sentiment in the country. America's leading gun lobby is angered by U.S. President Barack Obama's gun control proposals. The National Rifle Association says Obama's plans target law-abiding gun owners and will not resolve the country's gun violence crisis. Obama's plans call for a ban on assault weapons and wider background checks on gun buyers. Militants in Algeria say they've fended off an attempt by the army to enter a gas facility where they are holding dozens of foreigners as hostage. The militants say they clash with soldiers, forcing them to retreat. They want France to end its military intervention in Mali. And Greek bank employees stage a strike over the government's plans to dismantle a state bank as part of its austerity drive. They walked off their jobs and gathered outside the finance ministry in the capital, Athens. The protesters said they don't want to join the large number of people already out of work in Greece. There's the latest here on Press TV.